You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted it. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this interview from CROI 2008, one of the most important HIV-related medical conferences of the year, Hans-Jürgen Stellbrink from IPM Study Center and University Hospital of Eppendorf in Hamburg, Germany, talks with Dr. Gerald Perrone about his research on CD4 cell decline among elite viremic controllers.
Hello, my name is Hans-Jürgen Stellbrink from the IPM Study Center in ICH Hamburg, Germany. We've made the observation that some people with optimal control of viremia in the absence of heart, that means less than 50 copies all the time without taking pills, have experienced decreasing CD4 cell counts over very long periods of follow-up. It might not be so apparent within short periods of time, but over long periods of time, this seems to be a trend, and we were interested in seeing if this is true for more people than the individual cases we saw. And therefore, we analyzed our cohort and calculated the slope of CD4 cells. That means we draw a line through all the CD4 cells we have from our patients and try to calculate if this goes down or up, or if it stays in the range of zero. And I would have expected people with no measurable viral load to have stable CD4 cells. But actually, it's a small number of cases, it's only 8 subjects, but it's a very rare, it's only 1% of all HIV-infected people who have reached this state. Actually, they seem to have uniformly have a negative development of CD4 cells, so this line goes down. It doesn't go down very much. It translates into a loss of approximately 50 cells per year in these people, could be different in others. But we tried to control by looking at their respective CD8 cell counts to see if it was a technical problem of measurement, because over 16 years of follow-up, you change the techniques. But it doesn't seem to be the explanation. And we also compared that with people with less well-controlled viremia, 50 to 5,000 copies, and with people with therapeutically controlled viremia, which, as expected, have increasing CD4 cells. That means the slope goes up.
This is Jerry Perrone from the AIDS Research and Treatment Center of the Treasure Coast. You mentioned that you looked at several different groups. Can you describe the different groups of patients that you studied?
The first group was the group of 8 elite controllers, people who had no measurable viral load. They were only allowed to have one single measurement up to 200. Sometimes that's just got technical reasons. A group of intermediate controllers who had 50 to 5,000 copies, and people on heart. And we're just interested in their long-term development of CD4 cell counts.
And you mentioned before that there can be variability in CD4, absolute CD4 count, because of different techniques. Did you also look at the CD4 percentage?
We haven't formally analyzed that, because that doesn't help us to see if there is a loss over time, because the CD4 percentage would also be influenced by CD8 cell counts. If they increase, CD4% goes down without decreasing absolute CD4 cells. So we did that only with absolute CD4 cells.
It might be interesting to go back and look at that data as well.
Oh, definitely. And if you look at the stability of CD8 cell counts over time, at least in this analysis, there should be a decrease in percentage.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the take-home message is for the clinician who has patients that appear to be elite or intermediate controllers, very low viral load? What would the take-home message be for them?
The take-home message would be to continue to follow them, to take into account that they might ultimately reach a point at which CD4 cells endanger them, where they might get infections, but it's going to take a very, very long time. They are relatively safe from complications, I think, but this just raises the issue of what we can currently achieve with vaccines. Because if you have a vaccine that achieves a non-progressive state or a controller state, does that mean that the patient doesn't have to worry again for his whole life? And I think it probably doesn't. I would expect this development to happen in these people too. Mm-hmm. So it's just a provocative aspect of.
Are you planning further studies, or are you doing other studies on this group of elite controllers, immunologic or other exploratory trials?
Yes, we have done some trials on some people here. We're interested in the question if we have data on replication. We did some lymph node studies, and these people as far as we studied them, just a subset of them, have replication in the lymph nodes. So it's not that they are avaremic due to no replication, but it's very, very limited within the lymph nodes. We were actually doing further immunological studies, trying to characterize them further on, but this is just, you know, the initial step to see if our assumption was right.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.